Patient name, Kiniko, K-I-N-E-I-K-O, Matthew. Psychiatric evaluation. This is a 50-year-old married male who works in computer information technology, who presents for treatment of generalized anxiety disorder. He had a psychiatrist named Dr. Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S, as in Sam, who has retired. He saw this psychiatrist for 18 years for depression and anxiety with an onset in college. He's been treated with Wellbutrin SR 100 milligrams once a day, which he recently took himself off of, and Klonopin 0.5 milligrams POTID. The patient reports a bad reaction to SSRIs. From Zoloft, he developed dehydration from diarrhea, which contributed to kidney stones, and he still has a stone stuck. He had massive weight gain from SSRIs, up to 60 pounds. He's tried Paxil. Also from SSRIs, he becomes more irritable. He had a trial of Ativan once, which was partially helpful. The patient reports being mildly depressed. His sleep and appetite is okay. He stated generally he is not a happy person. He usually gets to a mood of about 8 out of 10, with 10 being the best mood. Currently, he is at a 5 out of 10. He stated it affects his family life, but he is okay on his job. He's able to remove himself from stress and stressful people. He becomes verbally mean, in quotes, when he is anxious and the anxiety drives irritability. Over his lifetime, he has experienced passive suicidal ideations to not wake up again since college, but he stated it is nothing he would ever act upon. He denies any passive or active suicidal ideations at this time. He stated there is a seasonal component to his depression. There is no current worthlessness or guilt. His concentration is okay. He reports one episode of hypomania for which he was prescribed Seroquel. He stated that it made him more angry, but it is unclear if the anger was a result of hypomania. At the time, he was under a tremendous amount of stress from a home renovation. The lumber ended up having bugs in it, and the house was massively infested. At that time, he didn't sleep. He had increased energy and was more irritable. He was never violent, but broke objects. He stated he wasn't thinking clearly. It lasted about 1 to 2 months. He was able to work at that time and was not hospitalized. His symptoms of anxiety include heart racing all of the time. He is currently on a beta blocker. It hasn't helped yet, but he is only on a half dose for a few months to get used to the pill, according to his doctor. He gets sleepy from his anxiety. He worries all the time. He has catastrophic thinking. When he does sleep at night, he has middle insomnia and wakes up with panic attacks. During panic attacks, his brain thinks of everything at once. He gets gastrointestinal upset, which is worse than his baseline, and his heart races. He does not have palpitations or shortness of breath, no dizziness. He has no obsessive compulsive tendencies. He was traumatized 3 to 4 years ago when his mother's nurse could not get into the house and he found his mother dead. The patient has never been psychotic. He never had any suicide attempts. He has never been violent. Family history. There is alcoholism throughout both sides of the family. His father was an alcoholic. Both parents suffered depression. Both parents were highly successful, with the mother being a nurse and the father having a PhD in biochemistry. He ran the labs at Southside and Stony Brook Hospital, despite his alcoholism. Patient substance use. The patient smoked pot and did LSD in college. There's no illicit drug use at this time, no marijuana use. He occasionally drinks socially and will have 1 to 2 drinks about twice a month. He never smoked nicotine. Medical no known drug allergies. He has a kidney stone, hypertension, and tachycardia. For the past month, he's been on Losartan, HCTZ 50/12.5 milligrams, Atenolol 25 milligrams at night. The patient also has IBSD. His primary medical doctor is Dr. Gobriel in Huntington, spelled G-H-O-B-R-I-A-L. His urologist is Dr. Applebaum in Smithtown. There is a family history of myocardial infarction in their 50s, which concerns him because he just turned 50. He has seen a cardiologist about 3 times in his life. His primary medical doctor is currently prescribing his antihypertensives. Surgical history. Never had surgery. Social history. The patient is the CIO-CTO, information officer in a computer company. He was a prior executive at Estee Lauder for 20 years. He's been married for 21 years. He has a son, age 15. He went to MIT for college. He studied chemistry and political science and got a bachelor's degree. He has a master's degree from Wharton, W-H-A-R-T-O-N, University in Pennsylvania in IT management. Developmental, the patient was normal at birth. He advanced in his developmental milestones. He was very good in school, but reported he was lazy. He has a younger sister. Current stressors include: the patient's 15-year-old son is brilliant. He's a freshman at St. Anthony's. It frustrates the patient because he can't manage his time and he is quote-unquote lazy. He stated his son freaks out over his grades. He excels in music but hates it. The other stressor is that his wife cannot manage time. It's hard for him to tolerate. She's a 3-time cancer survivor, having had breast cancer 15 years ago, then ovarian cancer. And then the ovarian cancer went into her fat cells. She has lymphedema and degenerative disc disease. She works from home and is under threat of layoffs. He stated that she is angry all the time, so they butt heads. He stated it bothers him because she's very messy and her family were near hoarders. His job is also stressful. It is not the job he was hired for. His boss and his son procrastinate, which seems to be a theme that bothers him with his son and his wife as well. He trades the financial benefits with his freedom of time on his job. He does worry about the future within the company because his boss is 70 years old. And dictation.